This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live from the Entertainment and Sports Arena in D.C. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop,
yes, Eric
Bickle, and Johnny Cakes Auville. It is weird doing a show from a different location.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah,
I've only been saying it for 28 years.
I agree.
Although, they're so nice.
Bother me so much, it's using the headset and not the microphone.
I kind of like the headset.
I do like the headset, too.
I like them.
Because I don't have to work. I can lean. I can just do whatever I want.
Yeah, look, you don't do that in studio.
No, but I don't have to move the thing.
It's different when you're – because you feel like you're on stage here.
This is different. I've always said this, and this may tilt people, but when you're doing this – this is actually like you're doing TV.
Yes. Yeah.
And like they freak out like if you're not at your seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in radio.
I come in late all the time.
Yeah, it's radio. Nobody cares. Yes. Even though we're on TV, we're in a radio station.
By the way, the set is very nice. If you're out watching on Monumental Sports Network,
it's pretty good.
It's a fancy table. It looks professional.
Yeah.
EB's mouse won't work on it. It's got all the bells and whistles.
You guys did a great job.
Yeah, no. And everyone's nice.
It's just, I'll be honest, uncomfortable.
It's
out of my comfort level.
I want to, for the rest of my life, work in a dungeon.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
Correct. I want to be able to go to the bathroom and walk in late.
Yeah.
To the segment.
I wouldn't go in that bathroom for a while. I would just say.
How are we doing? How are we doing on Tony?
We got Tony La Russa is about to call us. Is he on right now?
Hey, all Skip. Right. How are you?
Well, I'm listening to you.
Complain.
I'm not only comfortable,
but
I'm a little concerned about the bathroom thing.
Yeah, I'd stay away from the bathroom.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, I would for sure.
So, Tony, before we get into a World Series preview, tell us how you've hooked up with PenFed Foundation and you're working on helping out veterans.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And the beginning is our family, Elaine, our daughters, Bianca and Devin, for years. Our passion, our priority on a personal level has been companion animals, rescued animals, and what we can do to rescue them. But also we've learned they can rescue us. And if you think about a companion animal with a rescued animal with unconditional love, it's almost miraculous how much they can help your spirits. And one of the most obvious candidates is a veteran. What they go through, we can't do enough to help them. And we've learned over the years that just the wagging tail and unconditional love really improves their quality of life. So we found a real partner with PenFed Foundation. They're very active in the veteran field. And it's as simple as the unconditional love improves the quality of life of veterans.
No question about it. All right, so let's get over to the World Series. Actually, before we get to the World Series, we were talking about this. We're all guys who were born in 1970. So in 1981, when Fernando Mania was going on, it was kind of when we were starting to play baseball and into it. What are your memories of Fernando Valenzuela?
A good way to explain it, it's a good question, because one of the problems nowadays is in such a emphasis on as much velocity as you can throw, as much spin as you can put on a breaking ball. And usually what happens is you don't have that command trying to overthrow. It's more about throwing than pitching. Fernando was a pitcher. Changed speeds, moved all around. You couldn't ever look for one thing. He had just a whole basket full of different pitches and very colorful. He had this amazing delivery. He took his eye off the plate and then threw a dart right to the exact spot he was aiming. We had one unique situation with the A's in Toronto. Dave Stewart pitched a no-hitter early in the day, and then that night on the West Coast, Fernando pitched a no-hitter. So, this amazing pitcher. Love to watch him work.
Dave Stewart, by the way, is trying to buy a team, right?
Dave is very, he's got a group. He's made a real effort. If it's true, and I think it probably is going to be that at some point baseball expands, Dave is working hard in the Nashville area to have that group. Recently, he made headlines when he and Jerry were talking about ownership, and I think the speculation was that Stu's trying to buy the White Sox, but that they were just talking baseball.
Tony, before we talk about the World Series starting Friday, just got to get your thoughts on just the state of the game and your opinions on it. You started managing back in 1979, and of course you're one of the greatest managers. You won three World Series, all the way up until 2022. So you've seen a lot of changes in the state. How are you feeling about baseball's rule changes now? And how do you feel about the direction of the sport with the pitch clock, the three-batter rule, the base runner in the 10th inning on second? How are you feeling about baseball in general and the rule changes?
Well, I think the perspective I had, I actually signed when I was 17 years old out of high school, and I was under those rules of bonus as an 18-year-old. I was in American League. And I saw those days, it was really a veterans kind of game. Young guys very rarely got up. And then as I went to manage, they had started free agency, a lot more publicity. So the game changed where you had to really concentrate on not getting your team distracted by fame and fortune. Then around 2000, the people with all the information, the metrics, they came in and had a lot of very useful information provided, but sometimes they get in the way of the dynamics of the reality of the game. So what happened, the game had really slowed down, too much dead time. And recently, 2 years ago, they made some very important changes. You know, cut out the being able to play most of your team on one side of the field.
Mm-hmm.
They had brought the running game back. The team that wins the most is a well-balanced team that can win 10-9 and 2-1. And I think what's happened is that the game is starting to recognize that this period of launching the ball and trying to swing from your butt, strikeouts are immaterial. That's not how you get to October. So I think the game, I think we drew like, what, didn't we draw 70-some million or something? We had great playoffs. This matchup with the Dodgers and the Yankees is ideal. So I think we've learned how to position metrics with traditional and how to keep the game moving. Dead time, boring. We got a lot of that. The pitch clock has been a lifesaver.
How great is this matchup, though? You mentioned it, the World Series matchup with guys like Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, a lot of stars in this World Series.
Well, yeah, it's an ideal matchup. Not just, I know MLB is really happy because you've got these two franchises going to draw a lot of attention, but each team has a handful of really outstanding superstars.
Yep.
And it's not balanced one way or the other. And each of the teams, this is very important, they're complementary guys. They all take really good at-bats. And a lot of these games when you win, because the other guys that get pitched so tough, it's a complementary guy that gets a rally started. So on the offensive side, it's a very well-balanced, can be very entertaining. And a lot of what happens is how well you pitch against a really good hitter. So if one team has a pitching edge, and say it's the Yankees, and all of a sudden Ohtani, bets, I hope Freddie can play Freeman, they might get shut down. So for me, the key to watch is just who pitches better, starting with the starters and also the bullpen. But other than that, it's a classic matchup.
It's a great matchup, and Tony, you can talk about this because this is also very different because the Dodgers, talking about their pitching and their starting rotation, they had to go bullpen in two of those games against the Mets. They had to do it against the Padres. This has never happened before, certainly not in the World Series, because in the World Series, you usually have great starting pitching, rotation, healthy, 1-5, probably only use four of them. But the Dodgers probably have to go bullpen at some point in the World Series against the Yankees. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how I watch it because, normally during the season you have some times where somebody's sore and you have to have a bullpen game because you have to. And it creates problems the other side because you can really match up during the game. But it's not the ideal way to win. The ideal way to win is get your start to get it to the last third. And one of the other problems is if you have to play a bullpen game, if one of your relievers has a bad time out there, you know, that crooked number could be the difference. So it'll be interesting to watch. Right now, the Yankees probably have a legitimate starter every game. The Dodgers are going to have to mix and match. But, you know, unpredictable, man. It's just going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, Tony, I would just like to get your thoughts specifically about Ohtani for a second. I remember, you know, we have Mike Rizzo on every week during the season, general manager for the Nats. And I remember when Ohtani first was sort of burst onto the scene and everything. And I remember saying to him, this is going to happen more often, right? You're going to have, because so many great athletes at college and they pitch and they hit and everything. And he just mocked me like you wouldn't believe that, you know, like Ohtani is just so different. You know, he is like one in a billion. And I kind of was offended by it, but now I get it. He's 100% right, right? Yeah. This guy is a rare bird.
Well, Mike, as you know, is an outstanding baseball man. Great history.
Yeah.
Got the great championship beating, when they were together with the Nationals. But I actually was in Japan with the Diamondbacks, working for the Diamondbacks, and I saw Ohtani there. And could see for myself this is a unique talent. I mean, when he has that kind of stuff as a pitcher, and not just power, but he's really a good hitter. I mean, he puts the ball in play. So it was no surprise to people that scouted him or some of us had a chance to see him in person. It's interesting as he goes forward. He's shown when he's just a hitter how record-breaking he can be. I think the pitching side's a tantalizing extra, but that would probably shorten his total career. So I think the Dodgers would probably be smart about pitching him if they really need him at times. But he is, there's nobody quite like him ever.
Yep. Tony's been a pleasure talking to you. Know you got to run. That's Tony La Russa, 3-time World Series manager. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
What a legend, huh? Tony La Russa.
Yeah. I think that went about as well as it
sounds.
Could be
pretty
expected.
Sharp for 80-year-old dude. Like he's got it. He's very lucid. Got it together.
Just think he was managing 2 years ago.
I know he's. You know what? He got out of the White Sox at the exact right time.
His first year with the White Sox, they were really good. They got to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then the second year wasn't great.
They lost 121 games this year.
Yeah, they broke a record.
That's god-awful.
He got out at the right time.
Yeah.
But he remembers what he was doing when he was 17 years old. I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday.
When I was 17, do I remember what I was doing? I was
doing a lot of nothing.
I was doing a lot of nothing, getting bad grades.
Right.
Super horny, just trying to hook up with chicks. Like what every 17-year-old is doing.
Right. Very true.
At that point in their lives, right?
Well, you were playing high school tennis.
Yeah, high school tennis, yes. I was very accomplished. Made the number 2 doubles team.
I bet you remember your racket.
My racket back in high school is definitely a Yonex because I was a big Martina
Navratilova
guy.
Didn't you have a Fisher?
Yvonne Lendl guy. I might have had a Fisher at one point, too.
You had a Fisher.
Yeah.
Right. It's so bizarre I can remember people's rackets.
I don't know why you would remember that. That's kind of weird.
It's weird.
It's kind of strange.
What's the one I had? I had like a black Borg, I think, at one
point. A Dane. You had a Hurricane
Dane. Dane?
Yeah, Locke.
It's like when they moved from wood
to
like
black
composite
Max
or something like that.
He loved John McEnroe.
I had a Dunlop Black Max.
Yeah,
then
I
the
remember.
Prince Pros came in.
Oh, I had
huge.
A Prince Pro.
Jason, what do you like tennis? What'd you have? Do you have a Prince Classic? You look like a Prince
guy. I think I had the Yonex.
Yeah.
You had a Yonex?
I think I did.
I had the Yonex. How about this? RX-7.
I think that was my racket, too. It was my weapon of choice.
That's bizarre. I can remember the model.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But then, wasn't Becker a Puma guy?
He was a Puma guy.
I think I got a Puma when Becker,
I actually
like
did
86.
Too. I had a couple.
I got a Puma.
Do you think I didn't have the Yvonne Lendl Argyle Adidas shirt?
I just bought a jacket a couple years ago.
You're
jealous of my jacket.
I probably am a little
bit
jealous.
I'm going to wear that tomorrow.
You're going to make me jealous.
You won't remember.
I probably won't remember. Yeah, it's literally, if you're just tuning in, it's a miracle I'm here today.
It is a miracle.
And we're here tomorrow, too.
Okay, I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there, buddy.
Oh, God, I was hoping we could pull it off.
Yeah, you think?
All right, still to come on the show, we have Alex Saar, who was the number two pick in the draft. We talked to Coach Keefe a little bit about him. They're clearly focusing on defense first more than offense, but he is the future of the Washington Wizards, he and Bilal Coulibaly. So we're going to have Alex Saar on the show, and we've got the GM, Will Dawkins, and EB, Coach Locksley, later in the show.
All right.
Off that big win. So we are packed.
He'll be a little happier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he will.
Live from the Entertainment and Sports Arena in D.C.
Guarantee he got some sleep after the
We'll come back with the Junkies Blitz and go around the NFL next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.